Well, it is indeed commencement season, and congratulations to the class of 2019. Over the next several weeks, we'll listen to excerpts from some of the best graduation speeches given this year. And so today we'll hear from award-winning actress Glenn Close. She addressed graduates at her alma mater, the College of William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. She did that on Saturday. Glenn Close celebrated the freedom to be a critical thinker, a freedom that she cherishes because from the age of 7 to 22, Glenn Close lived with the Moral Rearmament Army, a movement she's described as a cult. Her parents joined the MRA when she was a child, and Glenn Close left at age 22 and told the William & Mary grads that college was the first time in her life where she enjoyed the liberty to think for herself.
The crucial ability to question and assess from a dispassionate, objective point of view whatever beliefs or tribes you eventually choose to espouse. It doesn't come to me naturally. I had been raised to be a total believer, to not question. But for me, coming into this ideas-rich community, having had all my beliefs and behaviors dictated to me from the age of 7, it was vital that I learn how to question. You have a much harder time of it now than I ever had. When I graduated, there was no internet. You wrote your papers on typewriters. There was no Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I didn't have the added enormous pressure of social media against which to develop as an adult. I think my mind would have exploded. I didn't have that insistent, seductive noise in my pocket and at my fingertips. Even now, I try to question, but how do I maintain my individuality without thinking that I am somehow not relevant, not hip enough, rich enough, not posting enough, that I don't have enough followers? What each of you have and what each of you must believe in from this day forward is your inherent uniqueness, your singular point of view. No one looks out into the world through your eyes. Your perspective is unique. It's important, and it counts. Try not to compare it to anyone else. Accept it. Believe in it. Nurture it. Stay fiercely, joyously connected to the friends you have made here, those who you love and trust. You will have each other's backs for the rest of your lives. I wish I were funny like Robin Williams. Don't we all? I wish I could make you laugh so hard you'd fall off your chairs. I'm not wise. I've had the lucky chance to learn by doing. After being in my profession for 45 years, though, I have learned a few things that I want to briefly share with you today. In order to inhabit a character, I have had to find where we share a common humanity. I can't do characters justice if I'm judging them. I have to find a way to love them. The exploration to each character I have played has made me a more tolerant and empathetic human being. I have had to literally imagine myself in someone else's shoes, looking out of someone else's eyes. I urge you to learn how to do that. You can with practice. Start by being curious about the whys of someone's behavior. Before you judge someone, before you write them off, take the time to put yourself in their shoes and see how it feels.
Glenn Close, talking about freedom, critical thinking, and empathy to graduates of her alma mater, the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. We've got a transcript and a video of her address, all at onpointradio.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.